Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Jason R. Shaver, and I'm going to show you our newest Azure command line tool. I expect some of you watching might have just thought, hey, don't you already have a command line tool? What about Azure PowerShell? And that's a great question, funny voice Jason. Our intent is for both the Azure PowerShell and the Azure CLI to exist side by side, addressing different workflows and different customers, but with some generous overlap. The Azure CLI is for folks who prefer a Linux or text-focused style tooling, and they want to live in the Bash shell. We're focused on being the best tool for Azure automation, whether you're on a Mac, Linux, Bash on Windows, or the Windows command prompt. In addition to being easy to automate, we've also built in some exciting features for making Azure easier to learn and explore. First, let's focus on automation. Whether you need to shut down all your VMs at the end of a night, or whether you're building a cloud-hosted website and you need to automate some load testing, you've likely found yourself wishing for a simpler way to automate Azure. The Azure CLI supports the ability to select the right output for the task at hand with commands that output to the formats you need, whether that's JSON, a human-readable table view, or a greppable, awkable output with our tab-separated value format. When writing automation scripts, it's common to have to filter out some data, or to take data and transform into a specific format. And we make that easy for you to do with a built-in query tool. Beyond just tooling features, we put a lot of time into addressing some common difficulties customers have, and we've built in a number of convenience features, making it easier than ever to pull up a list of public IP addresses, or to create an identity for running scheduled cron jobs. Let me show you a few quick examples. Okay, starting up. So I'm going to use a small set of VMs as my sample data for the next set of commands I show you. Everything I show you on automation is going to be using the same set of data. Because each workflow is unique, we make it easy to get the outputs in a format that you need. So if you're working on websites, we make it easy to have a JSON output. Now, getting down to the information you need is super important when you're doing automation. So we have this query parameter. I'm going to type one out here. And you see what this does is it takes that same data and it transforms it, giving me just my resource name and what the OS type is. Now, for Linux users, we use the TSV output, and we strip out all of the headers, all of the footers, so you just get something nice, clean, and easy to grep. Now, we can also filter this data down. So let me type this out. Oh, and we have a small error here. And I know what it is. If you're just going to modify some of your queries like that, make sure you remove the things you don't need. And this takes and outputs that list of data of just my Linux VMs, and it does it without any markup. Now, if I want something more readable, I can use the table view. And it hides the information that I don't need, like a resource ID, but it puts the more textual interactive information I want front and center. Now, sometimes we need to get a single value out. So I want to show you what that looks like using the query engine. AZVMList, query. I want the first item. I want the ID value. And you see we give you the ID value. But you'll also notice that we've included with it a little bit of extra information. So by using our TSV output, we strip all that out and give you just the raw information you want. Then, if you'd want, you can even pass that value on to another command. I want to pass it to the VM show command, and I want to use the same idea as it got from the previous command. And we use that with this @. And it passes in the data from the previous command into the next command, And now we get the results of the VM show. It's also just as easy to store bash variables. Let me modify it from this one then, save myself some effort. And now the information is right into a bash variable for us. But we're not just an automation tool. The Azure CLI is for learning and exploring Azure too, and we provide a number of examples for some common yet difficult operations. When using the Azure CLI, you'll find that tab completion makes you more productive, keeping you from having to pause when you need to look up a resource group or parameter value. And new to Azure at Build this year, we've added an interactive mode that gives you some amazing productivity features like IntelliSense, gestures, scoping, and even the ability to step through examples in a tutorial mode. Let's go straight into a demo of that. So here, we have the new Azure CLI in interactive mode. And this adds a kind of shell on top of the Azure CLI that makes it a little easier to work with. So for example, I could type VM, and we give you a quick list of all the commands. I want create. And as you start typing, it's going to help you identify what the parameter options are and which ones are required. So I want to add a name. And I need to add a resource group. But at this point, I don't know what my resource groups are. So Build 2017 RG, and then I can go image, and now I can select the image that's important to me, Ubuntu LTS, and it will run that command. Now, I don't have any credentials in this device, so this fails out. You can easily pass in a parameter, and it'll create an SSH key for you if you'd like, or set a Windows authentication ID if you'd like. But let me show you a few other things you could do with this. Again, using VM creation, what you'll notice is on the bottom here, we have a series of examples. And if you do a colon colon and an example number, we'll walk you through creating the or to executing that specific example. So I can go my VM again, enter, and it knows the next thing it needs is a resource group. And it knows the next thing is an image. And when I hit enter, it'll run the command. Done. Now, if you find yourself working inside a particular command set like VM, we have a feature for you too. Doing %% will scope you into a specific group. So now all the commands that I type will assume I'm talking about VMs. So I can just type list. And it'll give me my list of all my VMs. And of course, we support all the output formats here. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this list. And what I want to do is I want to actually query against this list, just like I did in the automated mode, where I want to filter down specific data. We make that easy for you as well. Quote. And you'll see those same query and statements work on the last set of data that you execute against. And if you want to descope yourself, caret caret VM, and now I'm back to the straight AZ. Now, of course, we also have the ability to shell out to the bash commands with a pound sign, so I can do a ls or a print working directory. And what you'll find with all this information, what you'll find is that creating and exploring in Azure is easy. No longer are you looking into Google for your documentation or trying to understand from the portal what it is they're intending you to do. You can come to the CLI and have us tell you exactly what it is that we believe you should be doing and how to be successful at it. If you'd like to give us a look, you'll find the links below. But if a download is too much, we're happy to announce at Build, you can find the Azure CLI built into the Azure portal via the Azure Cloud Shell. Look for the icon on the portal's toolbar, and you'll find the CLI all set up, logged in, and ready to go. If you'd like to let us know how you feel, spin up the CLI and type AZ space feedback and let us know. We're an open source project, so if you'd like to contribute or file an issue, you'll find us on GitHub. Thank you and happy building.